cliffcentral.com.
Good morning to you and to you and especially to you this morning on cliffcentral.com. My name is Alan Ford. This is Spotlight, where we look at entertainment, we look at music, we look at magic, we look at food, we look at television and radio and music and all the magic that makes life worth living. And that magic is very simply entertainment. I've got to tell you, we've got an all-star lineup in studio today. Craig Obani, who plays Frankenfurter in the phenomenal Rocky Horror Show, is in studio. Hello, Craig.
How do you do?
How are you?
I'm well. How are you, my friend?
Craig, what a performance.
You happy?
Am I happy?
Yeah.
I tell you.
You've seen it twice already.
I saw the opening. Yeah. Well, I actually saw a preview in Cape Town. And then I saw the opening this week.
Oh, you saw us before we opened in Cape Town.
The night before, yeah.
Right, okay. And then you were here for our press night on Sunday.
Which is just so superb.
It was beautiful, yeah.
We're going to talk all about the show and the things that you've been doing, because it's Craig Obani has played three leads this year, okay, in 1 year. Okay, you've played Billy in Chicago, the lead in Chicago. Then you played in Rock of Ages.
I love that.
That crazy character.
I love that revisit. Dennis Dupree. Yeah.
And then now Frankenfurter in Rock. Three
to
leads,
crown it off. Yeah.
To crown it off. And three such different roles.
Yeah, it's true. And it's been wonderful, actually.
Craig, being known in the industry for one of the womanizers of the world.
Oh, you're joking.
Back in your 20s. And
yes, maybe between, when I was
then, not no, now, not no. now, no, 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 no. Things have changed in our 40s. but two roles, which have a more, let's say, homosexual side to them.
The last two I've done.
The two roles, eh?
Yes.
Fun.
Yes.
And then Billy Flynn, who's a complete and utter, well, yeah.
Well, we never know about him. You know, he doesn't give too much away. But yes, certainly Dennis, that's part of the surprising plot twist there, that he turns out to not be straight in Rock of Ages.
Correct.
And Frankenfurter, as we know, is...
It's definitely bisexual.
Everything goes. Yeah. Everything goes.
We're gonna chat more about that in a moment. We've also got Tokozani Zano Nzima.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing, TK?
Yo, man, I'm good. It's good to be here.
And I'm so happy to have you in studio. And of course, you've got the lead role in Mister in The Color Purple.
Yes, Color Purple.
It's been announced this week. It goes off to Shanghai.
Yes.
And so it starts its tour. Craig was recently in China this past year.
No, I didn't go.
Did you not?
I joined them in Cape Town and did Cape Town, Joburg, Germany, Austria.
I knew you did something.
Yes.
Okay, all right. But okay.
But I'm glad to hear that they're going, because I heard that it wasn't happening and so I'm pleased that Color, because I mean, what a production. Brilliant show.
It's a brilliant show. Yeah. And of course, Tokozani, your career started in 2005. We'll go through, of course, but I remember you very clearly from Lebo Matosa's days.
Yeah.
And of course, definitely. Lebo was like your older sister.
Yeah, she had like my older sister.
She really was.
Always protected me from the crazy stuff that was happening at the time.
We're going to go through all of that. We're going to do all that stuff in a moment. But we're going to cross to Cape Town to discuss. It's the last couple of weeks of course, the phenomenal show Kinky Boots. And
wow,
we've got Darren Craig, who plays the lead as Charlie Price on the show. How are you doing, Darren? Welcome to Cliff Central.
How's it, Ellen? How are you doing?
Thank you so much for having me.
Darren
Craig, we've got Craig Obani, we've got Tokozani Nzima, Jenny Morris will join us later in the show. Jenny launched her international new TV series called From the Heart on the Food Network and on an Arab network that goes to over 150 countries. So we'll chat to Jenny all the way from Cape Town. Darren, firstly, how's Cape Town?
Oh, it's sunny. The wind has settled down, but otherwise looking up, eh?
It's brilliant, brilliant stuff. Darren, this has been a long roll. I mean, this has been going on for quite some time.
Yes.
It's a fair question. Are you happy to take a bow soon on the 2nd of February? Are you? I mean, I know you've loved doing it. I know the cast has loved it. But is it now? It's done.
You know what, Alan, it's a bittersweet moment, really. I think for every single one of us, the roles have been tried and tested on us. And I think that, you know what, absolutely, I'm absolutely ready to take the bow on this. And I know that a few of my other co-stars as well. But we're going to miss the show very, very deeply.
Do you know what, it was crazy when this was announced. And of course, Nathan Rowe was my co-presenter on the show. He abandoned me, which is fine. I found other people. Craig, do you want to join?
Yes, I'm in.
Craig O'Barney. I'm just telling Nathan.
Bye, Nathan. Nathan. Bye, Nathan. You're done.
Cheers. You're done. Craig's been. Craig's replacing Nathan.
That's it.
I mean, it's taken me a year to find someone. How crazy! besides my human jukeboxes, I'll tell you about them in a moment. Darren, it's when this first came out, and to think that this run was going to last close to 10 months, it was quite. I mean, someone said this is never going to last that long in Cape Town. It's never going to work. It's never going to hold the space, and yet it has. And it Absolutely. Has because of how brilliant, professional, slick, and great the production is.
Absolutely. You know what, as well, Alan, I think that the storyline is so necessary for today. You know, I mean, we're sitting around listening here in Cape Town specifically about wedding venues that won't allow same-sex couples to get married. I think that this story is so necessary for people in South Africa to hear and understand that love is love, you know, regardless of who it's aimed towards, who it's driven by. You know, I think that's why people have loved the show so much, is that it's just so undoubtedly Lola, you know.
Yes.
It gives people that feeling that everything's going to be okay and that we're going to be okay together if we all just accept each other.
And of course, if you haven't seen Kinky Boots and you, I want to recommend something. You know, it costs people a hell of a lot of money to go off to the UK or to Broadway to go and see a production. I'm saying if you have got an opportunity to go and see the show, I know this particular show goes all over the world, but all over South Africa that you're listening to now. But if you're in Cape Town or you haven't seen the show, you must see it. But also, if you're able to go for a couple of days, it's worthwhile. The weather is magnificent, and this is a first-class production. I mean, I think Cyndi Lauper would be so proud of this particular show.
Brilliant. It's a brilliant show. Fantastic.
You saw it?
Show. Yeah. We went to watch it. And I think in a way, and I mean, I'm going to just throw this out there. It's a similar kind of message to the Rocky Horror Show, where it is saying, be yourself, be true to who you are. If that's different, celebrate that, embrace that, celebrate your difference, and love who you want to love, how you want to love, when you want to love, you know. And absolutely. I think Rocky might take it to a bit of a slightly more bizarre place, but that don't dream it, be it message, be who you truly are, and if that's left of center and extremely left of center, that's all right, you know.
That's it,
Darren. So again, I want to recommend people go and see the show because it is first class. The role of Charlie Price, a very interesting role. You play quite a conservative character, and then of course you've got the wonderful Earl Gregory, who comes out as Lola, who's just insane and fabulous. Okay, I must tell you, the bells are going to be ringing as we go into the Fleur de Cups this year, and we go into the Naledi Awards because, well, I mean, I know that you guys won't be nominated because it's a Johannesburg-based award, but I mean, gee whiz, what a couple of roles, and to have Philip Schnitzler and all the guys.
They're brilliant, wonderful.
It's brilliant. Yeah. I mean, the legs, they're just legs galore. And
you know what?
Darren, we get to see your legs in the end in those kinky boots as well, including Nathan Rowe. So we see all your legs. But a very interesting character to play within this crazy ensemble.
You know what? And that's something that Matthew Wilde, the director, and I worked on quite heavily, you know, is that we figured that Charlie Price is the sort of engine of the show, you know. So, I mean, we've had to, I have a habit of generally loving to almost get a bit pantomime. So it took a lot of whipping to sort of keep me in line and keep that character just true but true to himself, true to Northampton, true to the small town, very conservative vibe. So you're absolutely right. It is quite a, quite a conservative character amongst absolute crazies.
Yes, and including, and I think it's a rude word, but the yobbos that are the other characters. Okay, but all in all, I think it's a great production. I think the music is brilliant. I must tell you, you know, Darren, I'm a huge Cyndi Lauper fan. I've interviewed her in the past. I've seen her.
Oh, wow.
And I must tell you, it's so wonderful that you can hear some of those Cyndi notes coming through.
Oh, yeah. You know, undoubtedly.
Which is wonderful if you love the music. But if you didn't know her music, it's the music overall is just superb. We're going to miss, I hope you see it before it comes off, because I've seen it twice before with you guys, and I've seen it once on Broadway. But I'd like to see it again because you guys are just so superb.
Alan, you're welcome anytime you want. As I said, we're running until the 2nd of February. You can get your tickets on thefewguard.com or through their box office. So, I mean, we would love to have all of you, really.
That's what it's about. Where do you go next, Darren? What are you doing next?
Well, basically, I'm going to start a little bit of a commercial music trial. So getting into studio, trying out some vocals on recording. But otherwise, that's it for me.
You're going to take a break from the stage after 10 months. Are you tired? Are your legs sore? Are there injuries?
I think everything's tired, you know. I think we've all given so much to the show.
Really,
I mean, the environment, being on that theatre, that intimate with people as well, it takes so much from you. You're acting from your eyebrow to your toe, we always say.
I think the whole thing is superb. Go out and see the show. I've got to tell you, it's 200 years that Fugard celebrates next month.
Fantastic.
So they also have a couple of special shows coming up. We're going to interview some of the guys from the Fugard about that coming up in the month of February. But Darren Craig, congratulations for Kinky Boots. It is superb, and people must go and see the show. Thank you for
Absolutely.
Joining us. Thank you, friend.
Thanks, Alan.
And
thanks,
by the way, keep in contact about it. I want to know all about the music. Come and launch some of the stuff here. Let's rock and roll.
I will hold you to that.
Done. Deal. Thank you. That's Darren Craig, all the way from Cape Town. The Fugard, don't miss until the 2nd of February. Kinky Boots, which is loads of fun. Now, Craig, you know, it's just that time of the show where I think it's I don't know. I think it's something sweet, something transvestite-y.
You're going to make me sing.
I'm going to make you sing. Well, you know how we do that. But hold on, you know, have you heard
Mfundo, you have to give me reverb, eh? You have to give me reverb there. Reverb is my friend.
We'll go into reverb. That happened on Sunday.
What are you going to talk about first?
I want to tell you something. Okay.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Skin Sense Day Spa here in Rivonia?
I haven't, but okay. I'd like to.
Okay, it is incredible. The best manicures, pedicures, facials. You can have your hair done. You can have Swedish massage, hot stone massages. Okay? And people sing for their supper here.
Oh, right. Okay. So I'm going to get a reward.
So you're going to get a reward. Okay. Both of you.
Is that
okay.
for one person or two?
No, this is for one. But you know, I know that you've got a very special person out there.
Yeah.
And Raquel, am I right?
Raquel Mann. I want to say hello to you. She's listening especially.
Hello, Raquel Mann.
Yes.
Yes, of course.
And she's working with Earl Gregory, who's in Kinky Boots, on the producers with Alan Committee and Terence Bridget.
Correct.
And that's going to be at Theatre on the Bay in February, and then they're coming to Monte Cassino later.
They're all coming on the show next
April.
Week, so we've got Alan Committee on the show next week. So.
And Raquel Mann's playing Ula, the beautiful, long, tall, blonde, leggy Swedish Ula, and she's going to be fantastic.
And she is tall, blonde, and beautiful legs.
Yeah,
not Swedish, South African, but hey, kumsi kumsa. All right, so are you ready for this one?
Hello, Rack. Okay, yes, I'm ready. Let's sing.
So let's just get this up. Let's get this going, and let's rock.
How did you, I see you've met my faithful handyman. He's a little brought down because when you knocked, he thought you were the candy man. Didn't you, freaky? Don't get strung out by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Ha ha. Let me show you around, maybe play with sound. You look like you're both pretty groovy. Or if you want something visual that's not too abysmal, we could take in an old Steve Reeves movie.
I'm glad we caught you at home.
Mm-hmm.
Could we use your phone? We're both in a bit of a hurry.
Right.
We'll just stay where we are, then go back to the car.
We want some more, Craig.
Be any worry.
So you got caught with a flat. Well, how about that? Well, babies, don't you panic. By the light of the night, it'll all seem alright. I'll get you a satanic mechanic. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant.
Thank you.
Oh, what a great
couples massage coming up for me and the Rekman. Yeah. Me and Ulla. Is it a Swedish massage?
You can have Swedish, they do.
Well, there you go.
It's actually, so here are two vouchers.
Oh, God bless
for
you.
For you and Raquel.
TK, you got to sing. You're going to have to sing.
Oh, you're going to sing for you one.
I have them in hand. And they, from where did you say?
From now on, let me tell you about it. If your body still needs a little help getting into the new year, then check out Skin Sense Day Spa in Rivonia, Johannesburg. Brilliant. It offers a comprehensive range, Craig, listen, of expert beauty treatments for women and men, including massages, manicures, pedicures, hair treatments, and lots more. To find out more, go to skinsense.co.za, where you can book your treatments and even shop online. Also, just always go to cliffcentral.com or give them a call. That's www.skinsense.co.za. It's going to make your day. It's going to make you feel good. Oh, I tell you, the babies can come after this. That massage. Woo! Makes me hot to go to Skin Sense Day Spa. What a, well done, great.
Thanks, mate, thank you.
So let's talk about Frankenfurter for a second. I mean, it's a great character. You, someone reminded me at opening night that, and I didn't know this, but 20 years ago you played Rocky. 27 years ago.
Can you believe it? I know. In 1992, Colin Law did a superb production of the Rocky Horror Show. And mm-hmm. Jeremy Crutchley was our first Frankenfurter, brilliant actor. David Dennis was our riff-raff, who recently was in Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
He was brilliant.
Won all the awards for that. He was superb. Ian von Memmerty had a stab at Frankenfurter. And I was 21, 22 years old, and I was playing Rocky. And I was watching these guys play this part. And I said to myself, and I thought to myself, and I have many times since then, I want to play that. I want to have a shot at that. And actually, Matthew Wilde, who directed Kinky Boots, mm-hmm. I messaged him some years back when, after Brendan Van Ryan had done the Few Gods version, fantastically, and I said to him, listen, I don't know if you see me in this light or if you see me as being right for this, but it's something that I feel is in me and something that I would like to do. So if you ever do it again, please consider me. And they didn't do it again. So when I got an email from Peter Tureen's office saying something's coming and we want to see you for it, I was more than relieved and excited.
It is. It's such a great. Firstly,
it's a gift.
It is a gift to do because it's a superb role. A couple of journalists, two in particular, and we were talking about this, said better than Tim Curry. Now that one shouldn't compare, but when people have that type of Craig, when people you're a performer, you have to check out the reviews. Did you see what people went crazy on Facebook?
Generally,
people went crazy in the newspapers.
People are saying wonderful things,
and they've said it in Cape Town.
Yes, and they said it in Cape Town. But I think Joburg has kind of taken off even more. There's more of a vibe, and there's an even better vibe. But Cape Town was terrific. The strange thing I was sitting in traffic on the way here, and I actually read a couple, and they're saying that there's Tim Curry-esque things in it, which mm-hmm. is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to pay homage to him. For me, he immortalized this character. Not only created it, but defined it. Mm-hmm. So I can't get him out of my mind's eye and my ear. I hear Tim Curry. I'm trying to be a little bit like Tim Curry without doing a sort of mimicry. Mm. But what they're saying is Craig Abani brings a masculinity and butchness to it, which I'm not trying to do. And maybe that's just something that's sort of innate because of how I am. But I am trying to be as camp and as outrageous as possible. And I don't know if it's coming across,
I am trying
to pay respect and homage to Tim Curry's performance, because that to me is...
Well, I had some people with me, some guests, and it was very interesting because they all said things like, gee whiz, how hot is he? And why is he not on the scene? And who's his boyfriend? I'm like, uh-huh. Listen, that ain't going to happen. There's plenty of things in the world. But
TK's been giving me the once over. TK, have you seen me in my fishnets?
I need to come see you.
That's right.
You're going to love him. And we're going to chat to Zano now and about some of his incredible stuff.
I think
stuff.
TK could explore that side of himself. I could see you getting up and doing a fine Frankenfurter, my friend.
The nice thing is that I love the fact that Janet is played by
Dee Dee.
Because Didi and you are going to be playing together in The Colour Purple.
Yeah.
which is incredible because you must see her in this role.
Actress, by the way. Amazing actress and talent.
Yeah. Fantastic, amazing. And again, it transcends everything. Because again, you've got a multiracial couple, you have transvestites, you have Frank, you have the riffraff who is so how great is he?
He's wonderful.
And he's played this for years in the UK.
On and off, he's all over the world. Mm. He's played it. I mean, he's kind of the go-to riffraff. Mm. Whenever they are, I think, casting anywhere in the world, Australia, New Zealand, the UK tours, and they sort of have a slight battle to find a riffraff because it's not easy to cast. They go, never mind, I think we've got this box ticked, you know. And they bring out the good old faithful, and he just is humble, a kind man, hard worker, giving, and at the end of the day...
What does he look like?
Fantastic.
In real?
What he's he's...
I mean, does he look...
He's a nice-looking young dude, yeah. No, okay. He's amazing, but he just... He's got this... And vocally, it's a challenging role, and he nails it. And he's got it down, and it matters to him. It means something to him. To this day, he never goes out there and does a rehearsal or a dress rehearsal or a performance where he's not giving 100%. And he's quite amazing.
I found you... Camp, okay, and then
good,
and which I think is cool. And I found Jared Nurden not camp at all, actually, he looks brilliant, yeah. Okay. Jared,
but he's not supposed to be camp. I mean,
he's not, he's just
he doesn't
a robot,
understand. He's just a creature,
a creature,
yeah.
But I'm just saying, it's wonderful to see that diversity. And it does make it a bit easier, when you've come from Cape Town after a run, it's a whole new space, and of course a whole new audience, and a whole new area brings you different laughs, different things. But it is interesting. At least you've had a bit of a run in Cape Town.
Absolutely.
Much more difficult.
You
the ensemble does come together.
Yes, no, we've pulled together beautifully. I mean, we've got an incredible company. Mm. And what I love is the reviews are saying, yes, this part, that part. Everyone's loving Kate Normington as our narrator. I mean, she's such a talent and a legend. And she's superb.
She is a legend, okay?
But and what I love is what they're saying. You know, she's wonderful, Kate.
And again, Zana, you were with Kate in Sister Act.
Yeah. Yes, so you were great in that.
Yeah, I mean, she's, you know, like her level of professionalism.
Yeah.
And, you know, just... Because in Sister Act, you know, she became like a mother, you know, to everybody.
Absolutely.
You know, and she was the one person, if she just finds you lazing around, you know, she's going to come and ask you, why aren't you doing your lines? Why aren't you going through your lines? Why aren't you doing some work? You know, and her work ethic, you know, showed on stage.
No, she's a pro. She's a pro. And she's got a mad, crazy side as well. She can be very funny.
Of course.
She's a funny bone.
She's one of the best voiceover. Her impersonations she can do are superb.
And her singing voice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which I love the fact that Chris Luscombe and the musical director, Tony Castro, said, listen, we need to not speak that last bit as the narrator. Sing it. It's only been done twice in all the theatre runs of the show, apparently, that the narrator sings that last bit. And when she opens her mouth, it's just, it's glorious. But what I love, what I was saying is I love the fact that the reviewers are saying this performance, that performance, but at the end of the day, it is the group, it is the ensemble, because we've got an incredible, incredible company. And, you know, it's always the people like the phantoms, they're called the phantoms in this particular show. It's the ensemble, it's the people, the youngsters who are dancing and holding it together when the stars or the leads shoot off to do a quick change, that work the hardest and very often don't get the praise and recognition that they deserve. They're the ones that are working their butts off, and in this show there's no exception.
My name is Alan Ford. This is Spotlight on cliffcentral.com. If you've just joined us, special guest in studio, Craig Obani, who plays Frank Infurter in the Rocky Horror Show, and Zano Nzima, who is playing Mr. in the musical The Color Purple. Now I want to go to you, Tokozani, for a second. I mean, hell, 2005, your career began.
Yeah.
And what a career it's been. So you have been... So in this particular show, you play the Danny Glover role.
Yes. Yeah.
Of course, Janice Honeyman and Bernard Jay brings this to life. It's you were in this before.
Yes, I was.
You played
I was understudy, Mister, and I was Pa.
Pa, yeah.
Yes.
You're going to be fantastic in this part.
It's going to be nice, man. I'm looking forward to it. I'm definitely looking forward to this one.
And so you've built up lots. You've done a lot of stuff on stage. Let's just go through some of the great stuff that you've done. Kings and Queens of Music.
Yes.
And then you went on. Craig, were you? Did you do Barnyard? at any point?
I've done little guest spots here and there, and a few in Shaky Russell's Elvis show when I come in and sing some buddy stuff. But I've never done a run at Barnyard.
I want to touch on this for a second. You know, because the Barnyard thing, when everyone, Jonathan Rocksmith, when they were all doing it, you were in on the West End doing Buddy Holly.
That was that time.
When everybody was, that's what you were doing. You were barnyarding. And everyone, it actually did some good to the industry because it reintroduced people back to the theatre.
A lot of good voices come out of the barnyard, yeah, man, because it's predominantly singing shows. So you can go there to find voices. I know that a lot of the theatre shows look to Barnyard to see who's on there doing the vocals, because they might want them to audition for their shows.
Often.
They got killer voices.
They do.
Were you there, TK? Did you start off?
I started off at the Barnyard. Actually, I started off at a theatre in Menlo Park in Pretoria called the Performer mm-hmm. Theatre. And then from there, I moved to the Barnyard. And the first show that I did at the Barnyard was Jonathan Rocksmith's first show as well. It was called Rock Me Amadeus.
Yes.
And, you know, that's where we started working together at the Barnyard. But, you know, you're absolutely right. You know, the Barnyard has got a lot of amazing voices.
And they work very hard. You guys work hard. You
know, and people are able to branch out from the Barnyard onto, you know, big musical theatre stages.
It's what Lambda's doing in Cape Town now. Okay, I'm just trying to say that's because we didn't really have... We used to have the university, the Technicon. It's what StageWorks is doing in Johannesburg.
Yes.
I'm just saying, you're having these platforms where we now can see the wind from the trees.
Yeah.
Okay, and the talent, and we can now find out. Okay, cool.
And it's great that I think Dwayne and Anton are doing fantastic stuff with Lambda. I don't know too much about StageWorks, but if they're doing a similar kind of thing, I think it's amazing, because the youngsters need practical training. You know, I studied drama at university, but I studied it. I didn't do enough of it, you know. That most of the experience I got from being in shows and learning from other people.
I mean, StageWorks got Born to Perform every year, which Fantastic. Is really great. And of course, Brian Schimmel, by the way, just joined them as their musical, as one of their musical directors, or musical teachers,
supervisors.
Other great things that you've done: the Soweto Story. You did that wonderful version of Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, again set up in a township situation. You've been in Rent, the Full Monty. You've done. You've played with Richard Loring in Knights of Music. You've done things like the Robinson Crusoe and the Caribbean Pirates. There with Janice Honeyman.
And you did Rock of Ages with me.
Rock of Ages together, the two of you sister act. And of course, you did the European tour of Under African Skies.
Yes.
Do you guys recall performing together in Rock of Ages?
TK, I've been lucky enough to do corporate stuff with TK as well. And it's always awesome, because the moment he arrives, I know I can relax vocally because TK is going to handle it. He's got a voice, man. TK. I didn't mean to land you in it.
TK.
I spoke too soon.
TK. So you sent me. I've got two tracks here. I just want to see which is the
first. Oh, one. You sent your tracks in. You want to sing?
No. Hold on. Everyone's got to do it. No. So thank goodness. Can I just tell you, Craig? I love it. You've been here a few times on the show, and you know how it works. People roll their eyes. So I get some of the newbies that haven't heard the show, and they come in, and I say, "Listen, you're going to perform." I always tell everybody, and they go like, "No, we're not going to perform." I'm like, "Peter Dirk Ace performed, David Dennis performed, Craig O'Barney's performed, Jonathan Rocksmith's performed,
you're going
to Kate Norton's performed, I've made what Dire Straits perform, okay, Engelbert has performed, PJ Powers is you performing?"
Yeah.
And they go, "Oh, we didn't know, we don't ever." I'm like, "Listen, prep.
Now we do know.
Now you know." Yeah. So if you're going to be on the show, get ready for it. So we're going to start with the first track. Yeah. What is the first track?
I think it is Lionel Richie.
Oh,
look, man! I'm quite a soulful guy, you know, and I like to dabble in that crooner.
He can sing anything. He can sing anything, and it'll happen.
Now, do you know you have a voucher?
Well, I will sing for that voucher. Definitely,
you're gonna sing for yourself. Are you ready for it? Okay, so let's push play and let's rock this thing.
Oh, go see him.
Go see him. Take it away.
Oh, well, my friends, the time has come to raise the roof and have some fun. Throw away the work to be done. Let the music play on, play on, play on, play on. Everybody sing, everybody dance. Lose yourself in wild romance. We're going to party, live in fiesta forever. Come on and sing my song. We're going to party, live in fiesta forever. Come on and sing my song. All night long, all night long. All night long. All night long. See the people all in the street. See the rhythm all in the feet. Life is good, wild and sweet. Let the music play on, play on, play on, play on. Feel it in your heart and feel it in your soul. Let the music take control. We're going to party, live in fiesta forever. Come on and sing my song. What's that? All night long. All night. All night long. All night. All night long. All night. All night long. Yeah. Once you get started, you can sit down. Come join the fun, it's a merry-go-round. Everyone's dancing the troubles away. Come join the fun, see how we play. Ooh, 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 yeah. What's the way? Chambolite said moya. Hey, jungle, jungle, way to party, oh, we go. Oh, jambola, jambolita, said moya. Yeah, jambo, jambo. Oh, 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 yeah. We gonna have a party, yeah. All night long. All night. All night long. All night. All night. All night, all night long. Bring it back to South Africa, né? And let me say, Busiu Kaufela. Busiu, Busiu Kaufela. Busiu, Busiu Kaufela. Busiu, Busiu Kaufela.
Brilliant, man. Brilliant.
Wow.
You know what I love is when I started singing, Mfundo and everybody started pulling down the mics. It was so loud and aggressive. And as soon as TK starts, everyone's like, oh, and all the volume goes up and everyone relaxes in the studio. It's less offensive and attacking. It's beautiful.
Wow, that is awesome. Velvet, beautiful.
Thanks a lot, man.
Well, he must be one of your favorite artists.
Yeah, I mean, Lionel Richie. I grew up on the music. I grew up on Lionel Richie. The Commodores, the Aretha Franklins.
We were very blessed because when Duncan Heathfield brought everyone for Unite Against Hunger, we had 3 talks with Nalene, so we got to interview all the people live. And Lionel Richie, we interviewed him twice.
And
I want to tell you something. That's one of the most humble, incredible human beings. And people don't realize how talented that guy is. I wish I could, but there is one thing about Endless Love, that he wrote Endless Love.
Yeah.
And I had a feeling he couldn't stand Diana Ross. He still doesn't. Because he said she was so rude. she took his, because he wrote the opening for, I think he was meant to open or she was meant to open, and she changed the whole song around. But again, if you get a chance to ever see him, which again, it would be a great tribute show.
No, definitely.
You see, the tribute shows are all coming up now.
You'd slay that.
I mean, this coming week, and that's just to give a good pun to what's happening besides Color Purple starting soon, and of course we've got the Rocky Horror Show. Don't miss Marvel Universe. It's happening at Menlyn at the Sun Arena. That's going to be great. If you love Spider-Man and Hulk, you're going to love that show. And then added to that, the Bee Gees tribute show is coming out with Showtime Australia, and that opens.
Oh wow,
yeah.
Okay.
And so they're going to be in studio next week, Tuesday. Nice. So we're going to have the Bee Gees. So again, a tribute show. You go around the world. We've got Dante that's doing Michael Jackson. We've got that wonderful performer doing Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
Belinda Davids,
who's fantastic. And then, of course, let's get you out there.
No, man, I'd love that. I'd love that.
You've done some incredible things. You know, we talk about some of the people that you've worked with. You've worked with guys across the board from DJ Black Coffee. But again, a great Lebo Matosa, and you had a great relationship. Yeah. I asked this question. You're actually one of her backing vocalists.
Yeah, I mean, I started out as one of her backing vocalists, you know, and the story is quite embarrassing.
We love embarrassing stories.
Because, you know, I just started at the Performer Theatre in Pretoria, right? So I was nearing the end of the run of the show that I was doing. And I was going to be unemployed for a couple of months while I'm searching for something different.
You don't know that. You'll never be unemployed for a couple of months. A couple of days at most.
And then a very random Wednesday afternoon, I'm just chilling outside the cast house in Menlo Park. And I get a call. And there's a lady speaking on the other side. It's like, hi, Chokozani. This is Lebo Matosa speaking. I'm thinking, flipping me. So, I mean, I've got friends that like pranking me a lot. And at that time, like, I had, like, you know, real pain in the ass type of friends who would prank you at every turn. And they would get anybody to come and prank you. So I thought, okay, it's another prank. Like, so this is Lebo Matosa. I wanted to speak to you about work. And I was just not in the mood. So I just dropped the phone on Lebo Matosa.
She hung up.
Okay. No, I just hung up, and she calls again. Like, no, please don't hang up the phone. I heard your vocals in DJ Crystal's studio. At the time, I was doing a lot of session work with DJ Crystal's and Vinny Da Vinci, and DJ Crystal's was Lebo Matosa's producer at the time. So she heard my voice there, and she's like, listen, I've got an opening. I'm looking for someone who can do backing vocals for me and help me with just vocal arrangements for my live performances. And that was probably one of the most embarrassing days of my life, because I hung the phone on one of arguably the biggest stars of the time.
But you fixed that.
Yeah, well, I fixed it. I mean,
You're more than made up for that.
I'm not being funny. I know people that put the phone down and Nelson Mandela thinking someone's joking. There are people that do that.
Well, there's a wonderful story. Who was it? Someone put the phone down on Michael Jackson. Hi, it's Michael. And they said, whatever.
Whatever, Paul.
You have to call back about 3 or 4 times.
No, but seriously, if this had happened to me, it happens.
Yeah. And then someone's asking if you sang on Soul Candy Session 3.
Yes, I did.
Raquel Munn was singing with you. Yeah, did you sing with her? You know it's Kelly, apparently.
We're in the same...
What were you singing?
I forgot the name of the song, but we're in the same song together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So, Craig, is Raquel at the moment in Cape Town?
They're rehearsing for the producers.
Because she was here.
She came for opening because she's supportive like that.
Okay, which is wonderful. She was wearing a magenta outfit going on.
Beautiful.
Beautiful legs. I'm not interested, Raquel. I'm just saying you've got beautiful legs.
And I am.
And Craig's got really beautiful legs.
I'm very interested in her legs.
And he's not interested in me. So that's, but we're going to. We're gonna chat about that for a second, because that's an incredible transformation that you've had, Craig. We'll get there in a second. I just want to touch on Lebo Matosa quickly.
Yeah.
It's been a long time, over 15 years.
Over 15 years now.
Her and Brenda Fassie died quite close together.
Yeah.
And a lot of people said that would be the... She was going to be the next Brenda Fassie. Actually, I think she superseded it.
Of course.
And she was professional. But again, let's go back, because we're talking about how diverse this industry is and this country. Is that Lebo Matosa, she had weird, crazy colored extensions in her hair.
Of course.
All right. Yeah. She had nose rings and earrings and all that stuff going on in a time where South Africa was still... Relatively conservative.
Yeah, very conservative.
Plus, she had a girlfriend.
Yes.
Okay.
Publicly.
And a public girlfriend. So, again, it was a time where you know, we redefined our own boundaries.
Of course.
And our arts allow us to do that.
Yeah.
Craig, again, I always want to touch on this because sobriety has been interesting.
Yes.
How many years now?
I'm heading for 4.
4 years.
Yeah, should be heading for more, but I did 2 and then took a break. Thought, oh no, I can handle this. Let me have a sip of wine. That was a mistake. So I'm heading for 4. Actually went to an AA meeting last night, which I haven't been to for a while, mm-hmm. because things are going so well for me. I'm so blessed. I'm sober and I'm getting a lot of gifts from being in recovery, and I'm a lot of amazing work, like you say, 3 leads in 1 year.
But what comes with it, if you think about it, is it's because it's stability. It means that you
consistency.
Yeah. You're not having these mood swings. You're not smelling like a brewery.
No, you are 100% you consistent, accountable 100% of the time, and people respect that.
Craig, in the age that we're at in this lifetime, you have to be fit to be on that stage.
Yeah, sure.
You have to be fit.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I mean, I wouldn't even be here. I was overweight, yellow, bloated, and now I train. I'm keeping myself in shape. I'm wearing corsets.
I mean, the women were going crazy. Okay,
but men always
were going crazy. Well,
we got nice legs, and the women always like, damn, why do men have better legs than us? You know,
but
put the heels on guys' legs, and they get very jealous.
Because Jared Newton, I mean, if you think about the age gap between you and Jared,
yes.
And you look at the legs. I mean, come on.
Do
you know the age gap is close to how many years?
Well, I don't know. I'm 49. I've just turned 49. I don't know. How old is Jared?
Jared's about 27.
Oh, my word. He could be my child.
Something like that.
So, I mean. Well, no. I think you're dead right, because Tyler, his sister who's in the show, is 25. So I think Jared is about 26, 27 years old. So it's quite astounding if you think about more than half my life. It's like half my age.
And 27 years ago, you were in the same production. But again, sobriety is good. And
that's right. 27 years ago, I was playing his part. Yeah, but I painted my muscles on, man. He's got them for real.
He's got the whole
package. He's got them for real.
Hell. But he's always had them, actually.
He's
equestrian days. I mean, that's. But we'll have him on in the next couple of weeks here on cliffcentral.com. Guys, great to have you in studio. We're going to carry on chatting in a sec, but I want to cross over to Cape Town to the one and only Jennifer Morris, one of the top international TV chefs. She goes all over the world. Happy birthday, Jenny.
Thank you, my sweetheart. How are you, Ali Cass?
Today's your birthday, 21st of January, my darling.
Yes, and I'm 21.
I
wish.
Jenny, put those specs on so you can push the right buttons on the phone. Jen, first and foremost, I am so proud to announce that you have just launched, which is coming up in the next week or so, your new television show. It goes to over 150 countries around the world on Food Network. It's called From the Heart with Jenny Morris. What's it about,
yes,
Jennifer?
Darling, it's not one of my travel shows. So this is a studio-based one. And it has different themes. You'll have like Mommy Love. You will have Ladies at Lunch. You will have Gone Fishing. So it's all the different episodes with beautiful recipes. It's an hour-long show. Everything is easy peasy. The ingredients are easily accessible. So when we did the media launch down here, we showed a part of the one. And all I heard was the speckled fish thing that I did. All I heard was, I can't wait to make that. I didn't realize it was so easy. But that's what it's all about. It's easy peasy and delicious.
Jenny, you and I have, we've worked together very closely in the past. We've produced work together. I have also, I was like her son in Cape Town. So I learned to cook how to build a pot with Jennifer Morris. Jenny, it's great to see, this is what, the 4th international TV series or 5th?
Sorry, Ali, you broke up there.
This is the 5th international TV series.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
You've done Jenny Does Morocco. You've done Chop South Africa. You've done other great shows.
Cooking the Riveras.
Yes, and of course you and Riza Mohammed from London.
Yes. Fabulous Food Academy.
This was shot now in Dubai. What was it like?
Yes.
And I believe the show you mentioned, the show goes out on a big Arab network.
Yes, there's another network it goes out on. It's a massive network. It's called Fatafi. And that started already, I think, around about the 12th of January. And with the feedback we're getting, because, you know, people follow you on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. So we're getting such beautiful messages from the viewers over the Arab world, and it's doing exceptionally well there.
Well, I must just tell you, you are a talent of note. And the nice thing is, I don't know if you guys ever, if you, when you're in Cape Town, if you've been to Jenny before.
No, I haven't. I want to go. I'm going to be back there in July.
Hello,
Jenny.
Jenny, that's Craig Obani talking to you. Jenny has got a Yamishus, which is a Yamishus, actually. I always get it wrong. But
yes.
It's upstairs next to Gina
Apashapki's
in the Cape Quarter next to Palladium.
Okay.
And Jenny's always on site if she's not traveling and doing road shows and filming all over the world. And people, and again, it's her home cooking. It's from her heart and it comes from her kitchen.
Yes.
And I mean, it is always great, Jenny, that people can interact with you. All your fans come to flock to eat the food that you do, and you sit in the restaurant like the queen bee, kind queen bee that you are. And you rock and roll it. Jen, when does the show go out and when can people tune to watch Food Network?
All right, it's on Food Network, channel 175 DSTV. It goes out on the 30th of January at 7:55. It's around the corner.
Gee whiz,
and Ali, and I'm going to be putting all the recipes from the show weekly on my Instagram page. So if anybody wants to get those recipes, they can follow me. You know, can I give you my Instagram address?
Absolutely, give it.
Jenny Morris Chef.
That's so easy.
Jenny Morris Chef, very, very easy.
So it's Jenny JENNYMORRIS
Chef. And Chef.
That's easy.
Jenny Marchette.
And that's it. Yes. So, Jennifer, we're going to follow the work that you're doing. Have the best birthday. I want to just tell you, Jenny does this. Jenny is a very kind human being. If you don't know her, if you haven't met her, what you see is what you get on the TV with that wonderful laugh, with that naughty smile, always squeezing boobies and doing naughty things, which we love. Both you, you're such a naughty person. I love that you're so naughty. But Jennifer locks herself up in prison to raise funds for various charities and does crazy stuff. And I know you've been doing this for years, but you are asking anyone who knows anyone in Cape Town.
Present.
You want a birthday present. And the birthday present.
I want. You know what I want?
Yeah, I know. You tell us what you want.
Can I tell you what I want? I want dog food. I want cat food. Come on, everybody. Even if you live in Joburg, tell your friend.
So wherever you are, Jenny's, it's in the Cape Quarter. You can do it in the next couple of weeks. Phone your friends in Cape Town. Craig, you can do it. And all you got to do is buy a couple of tins of dog food or some bags of dog food.
Or bags. Give me bags.
Bags of dog.
I'm greedy.
Dog food and cat food.
And cat food. And
take it to Yumshus.
Yes.
Okay.
Drop it off there and Jenny donates it. Why do you do it, Jen? Why particular dogs and animals?
You know why? Because people get so much. You know, we support people. We support people charities. But it's the animals that get neglected. There aren't any grants. You know, they rely on public support. And there's nothing worse than a hungry animal, you know. And when you're running these shelters, you can't ask for food. And when you're running these shelters, you can see that they're down to their last bag of food. Who's there to help them? We can't rely on government aid or there's nothing. So it's up to us to try and help as much as we can.
So if you want to celebrate Jenny's birthday and you love her work, do me a favor. If wherever you are in the country, wherever you are in the world, you know people in Cape Town, we all do, pick up a phone and say, listen, do me a favor, go and buy me some dog food and will you drop it off at Yamishus and go and eat some good food with Jenny. And I know Jenny will give you a big fat kiss on the lips and squeeze your bum as well.
Yes. As long as you don't have herpes. That's that cold sauce.
Oh, there's Jennifer. Oh, dear. We're
completely inappropriate.
That's Jenny. Completely. Jenny, I love you. Jenny Morris, don't miss the show. Opening
I
on the
love you.
Happy birthday. The 30th of January, it happens with Jenny Morris. It's called From the Heart. It's on the DSTV network, channel 175. Goes around the world, and she is an absolute superstar. And please go to Yamishus. It's in the Cape Quarter. Please just do me a favor. Take some dog food and make her day. Make people's day. Be kind. That's what it's about. Wonderful. You've had two albums out.
Yes, I've had two albums. I'm actually working on my second full album, which is going to be titled Emily's Son. Now, Emily is my late mother.
Okay.
And, a lot of what I know in terms of love, family, money, you know, I learned from my late mother. You know, she was the only person who, when I told her that I want to be a professional musician, you know, she was the only one who was like, well, if that's what you feel you are called towards and you feel that's your purpose, then, you know, go ahead and do it.
Well, she was right.
And must understand, like, where I come from, it's a mining township. So literally...
Where are you from?
I'm from Mbalentle, Secunda.
Mm.
And that's where, like, the headquarters of Sasol are.
Yeah.
That's like, where... If you're from there and you're unemployed, it's because you want to be unemployed, basically. So yeah. It's one of those very few places in the country where employment is... you can be employed tomorrow, you know? And I just never had the urge to, you know... go work in the mines, and my dad, my uncles, you know, neighbors, they all wanted to go. And funny story, again, I actually got a bursary to go study chemical engineering, and I finished my trick because my grades were good, and I turned it down. And
to do what you love.
And boy, my dad lost his marbles.
This all sounds very familiar.
Could you understand?
It sounds familiar. Only it's a little different in that my marks were not good and I got no bursaries. But they lost their marbles when they heard what I wanted to do and tried to talk me out of it many times.
Really?
But,
did they?
But it's one of TK. Is it the same for you? That it's not one of the things that you choose. It's something that chooses you.
Of course.
And you literally cannot see yourself or feel yourself doing anything else.
Exactly. You know, I mean, I can say the same thing about musical theater. You know, I came to Pretoria because I wanted to study music, and musical theater chose me, you know, because I was broke. 2005, I was doing my second year, and I just wanted something to eat. Then a friend of mine was like, hey, there's a theater called Performer Theater. It's musical theater. I had no idea what musical theater was. I just saw the music in the theater. I was like, okay, I'm going there. And
I've just given up chemical engineering.
I'm
poor. I'm broke.
But I'm happy.
You know, I went to audition, and remember Clinton Zerf?
Yes, absolutely.
So Clint was great musical MD, director,
great,
you know,
yeah, great.
And I mean, at the time, I didn't know who he was, and I kid you not, the moment I walked in the door, I mean, nobody knew me. I walked in, they're like, "Who's your agent?" I was like, agent? What's that?
Mm.
I was like, I don't have an agent, but please, just because I was dead broke, man.
Just hear me.
Just give me just 30 seconds. If you don't like what you hear in 30 seconds, you can chuck me out. And the director's like, "Nope. If you don't have an agent, you're not allowed to audition." And it was Clint who was like, wait, I want to hear him. He said, give him 30 seconds. Just give him 30 seconds. Long story short, I ended up being there for a good 10 minutes and I got the lead.
That's a great story.
That's how
that.
You do it.
I love that.
So can I ask you a favor? We want to get you back in studio. I want you to perform more music for us.
All right.
Will you come in with the cast of The Color Purple?
Definitely. Oh, definitely.
So I expect you back.
Such a brilliant show. Such a
can't
awesome
wait to
show.
See that happen. That's happening.
Me and the church.
Yeah, that's Jewish. That's just a great show. That's happening soon. It's coming up, but we'll get you guys back into studio.
Definitely.
But please book your tickets for The Color Purple happening at the Johannesburg Theatre.
Yes.
Don't miss that show. Craig, after Rocky, where are we going? Nathan's ditched me. Come present with me sometime.
I would love to come co-present.
Will you come and co-present with me?
With pleasure. You heard it here on Cliff Central. I would love to do
come
that.
And do some stuff.
When I'm here, I would love to do
let's
that.
Play.
Yes.
It's lots of fun.
I would love
Raquel, I don't mean like that. I'm just saying let's play on the radio. Even though he plays a hell of a lot.
Listen, it's one of my dreams, you know. I mean, like TK says, things don't always go the way that you expect them to, but I did know that I would be in this industry in some way, shape, or form. I didn't know if I was going to be acting, if I was going to be singing, if I was going to be doing musical theatre or straight theatre, but I want to entertain, I want to perform, and another branch of that, another dream of mine has always been to do something
to play
on
radio, which is great.
On radio.
Great. So and don't ditch me, I don't take it.
And I want to do it with you, Al.
Do it with me,
I
baby.
I want to make it with you.
And I love it.
That would have been so much better if TK sang it.
Okay, all right. But there's lots of, going to be lots of singing, lots of fun. But Craig, so what's the plan for the year? Is there more stuff happening?
Well, there is. It's all go, and we actually got an email last night, and I can't say too much, but it is of more Rocky somewhere.
Great.
Potentially.
Okay.
So I mean that's very possible because the show is that good, you know, that people want it, and Peter Turin is proud of it, I think, and he wants to possibly get it out there. And then there's also Showtime Management doing another big show later in the year, which I am going to be a part
of. Which is Rock of We Will Rock It.
Potentially, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to. I had Tony on the show last week.
Oh, okay. So he's talking about it. So We Will Rock You is happening. Showtime.
Are you in it?
Is doing it.
Okay.
Yeah. I think so.
Hey, you heard it, yeah.
Right. So there we go. So I'm very blessed at the moment. I've got stuff.
So we're gonna sing more in studio. We're gonna have you guys back. Thank you for being here.
No, man, it's a pleasure. Very important. Colour Purple, 2nd of April, Joburg Theatre.
2nd of April,
and then 29th of July, we open at the Shanghai Theatre.
But 2nd of April, you're back in Joburg for how long?
2nd of April, we are here for 2 weeks.
Only 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's 2 weeks.
So not people have to go see this.
You've got to see this show.
I'm going again.
And Craig Abani, how long Rocky Horror runs for?
We're at the Teatro until the 1st of March.
Oh, that's going to be...
Two shows on Saturdays, two shows on Sundays.
Please go and see the show.
Yeah, that's great.
And really the audience is brilliant. They rag Kate.
Yes, and she gives as good as she gets.
They didn't do it in Cape Town, eh?
No, and there was weird. Less involvement in Cape Town. And I thought they would
I was
be
offended,
more
actually. I was actually offended because I didn't know this is what they do.
No, Joburg, you are allowed to come and let your hair down. Dress up, come, show up.
But they shouted it across the...
Yeah, they were abuse her.
They abuse her as the narrator.
And when they don't, she comes off a little disappointed, so, you know.
Exactly. Do not miss Rocky Horror Show. Do not miss The Colour Purple. Kinky Boots happens at the Fugard. That happens until the 2nd of February. Of course, don't miss the other shows I've spoken about. And Jenny Morris... 30th of January, DSTV Channel 175, From the Heart on the Food Network. Don't miss that show either. It's been great being with you today. And of course, thanks, guys, for being here. And this is Spotlight with Alan Ford here on the one and only CliffCentral.com. See you soon. CliffCentral.com.